오늘 우리에게 주시는 하나님의 말씀은 사도행전 17장 16절부터 18절까지입니다. 신약성경 218쪽입니다. 제가 봉독하겠습니다. 바울이 아덴에서 그들을 기다리다가 그 성에 우상이 가득
He was greatly distressed to see that reasoned in the synagogues with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with him. Some of them asked, What is this babbler trying to say? Others remarked, He seems to be advocating foreign gods. They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. After Paul had arrived at Athens, he decided to look around Athens while waiting for Silas and Timothy left in Berea.
먼저 아테네를 직접 둘러보았습니다.
While Athens was a city known for philosophy, literature, arts, and culture, idolatry was prevalent in Athens than any other cities. This big city was filled with temples, statues of idols, and altars. Paul became distressed. Paul didn't become distressed over corruption, evil deeds, and unfairness. His distress was a spiritual one that citizens of Athens were so spiritually ignorant that they worshipped idols made of metals and stones. So, what did Paul do in response? Did he run into Parthenon with a hammer and shouted over to people to believe Jesus while was hammering down 15-meter tall statue of Athena made of gold and ivory? Did he mark X with red paints on the statues of idols? Or did he try to do ground stepping by circling around a temple of Zeus, the biggest temple of Greek at that time? Paul was not simple-minded like that. As I have explained to you last week, when Moses, who brought up Israelites out of Egypt, came down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, people of Israel made an idol cast in the shape of calf with gold and held a festival calling the calf their god. When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned and he took the calf they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to the powder. After Israelites settled in Canaan and started farming, they made and worshipped idol casts that Canaanites worshipped wherever possible. It was due to their spiritual ignorance that because God is the God of the fields, they need to believe a separate God of farming for abundant harvest. The leaders of Israel with firm faith in God, however, destroyed idol casts and altars that Israel people made. Moses burned the calf Israel people made in the fire and grounded it to powder because people of Israel were God's chosen people.
Haman의 선민들이었기 때문이고
Faithful leaders of Israel destroyed idol casts and altars made by Israel people because the land that they lived in was the promised land that God provided for them. In the biblical era, Israel was under the union of church and state. Therefore, destroying idol casts and altars were permissible to Israel people and the land of Canaan.
이스라엘 백성들 사이에서는 얼마든지 허용되는 일이었습니다. 그러나
However, the place that Paul became distressed was not the land of Canaan, but Athens, a foreign city. The people that Paul became distressed at were not God's chosen people of Israelites, but citizens of Athens who were Gentiles. So what did distressed Paul do? Verse 17. So he reasoned in the synagogue, in the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day, with those who happened to be there. Every day, Paul reasoned with people he met at the synagogue and marketplaces. The original Greek word reasoned is dialegomai, which has the meaning of lecturing, teaching, and preaching in addition to discussing. The synagogue, of course, refers to the synagogue of Jewish people. In the Jewish synagogue of Athens, there were Jewish people who believed Judaism and God-fearing Greeks, who, in other words, converted into Judaism. Jewish synagogue is a place to study the Word of God. Therefore, it was quite natural for Paul to preach the Word of God at the synagogue to the people gathered there.
The
marketplace that Paul visited was Agora. At the time, Agora was a public place which served a function of trial and public debates in addition to a function of trading goods. Because a free debate was always possible in that place, there was nothing strange for Paul to preach and discuss the Word of God in Agora. Let's take a look at verse 18. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. The essence of what Paul preached in the synagogue and the marketplace was Jesus and the resurrection. Among those who debated with Paul after listening to his preaching, there were Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. Found by Epicurus in the 4th century BC, the Epicurean philosophers asserted that pleasure is the ultimate virtue, that Epicurean philosophy became a synonym of a pleasure-seeking Epicureanism. Epicurean philosophers preached that a person can reach to pleasure when one attains peace of mind after overcoming every pain, mythical fear, worries of death. They did not deny the presence of God, but took the position that God does not intervene in the life of men. They preached to eat and drink today as we may die tomorrow. To the contrary, Stoicism, found by Zenon during the same period, emphasized abstinence, intellectual supremacy, life in harmony with nature and cosmic brotherhood. Their view on God was pantheism, which denied God as a subject of worship. Some of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers mocked at Paul as a babbler. The original Greek word of babbler is spermologos, which means a person who gets by from collecting leftovers at a marketplace or dropping from a cart. The fact that some people called Paul by such condensing term means that they must have thought that Paul was preaching unworthy information that he collected in piecemeals from here and there. This is because they could not understand the good news about Jesus and the resurrection that Paul had preached. Others remarked, he seems to be advocating foreign gods. As Paul testified, Jesus Christ in Athens, a city full of temples and statues of idols, it was natural for them to take Paul as a person introducing a foreign god. However, in the text, why others thought that Paul advocated foreign gods in plural form, not a foreign god in singular form. In Greek, Jesus is written in Iesus in plural form. Also, resurrection is Anastasis in Greek. Just as citizens of Athens, the city of idolatry, they thought Anastasis as names of gods. For this reason, they said that Paul is advocating foreign gods. Whether they belonged to the pleasure-seeking Epicureanism or intellect-worshipping Stoics, all citizens of Athens were idol worshippers, worshipping at least one or two idols. The common trait of idolatry is that idols are lifeless creatures made of metal, wood, or rock, even if they may possess a great artistic value. Paul preached the good news of Jesus and the resurrection at Athens, the city of idolatry, in order to plant the eternal life, the true life of Jesus, who died on the cross to pay sin debts of men and broke death and resurrected on the third day in the minds of the citizens of Athens who worshipped lifeless idols. Paul, who witnessed that idolatry is prevalent in Athens than any other cities, did not express his distress by damaging temples or destroying statues of idols. Idolatry does not disappear by hammering down statues of idols. It is because the idols are created by the minds of men, not by metal, wood, or rock. Idols are created by minds of men that they will be blessed if they make idols in a certain figure with metal, wood, or rock. Idols are first created by the minds of men before they are formed by hands. Therefore, if an idol is situated in the center of a person's mind, then he is an idol worshiper, even if he destroyed all of idols in visible forms. Paul was a person who never created an idol with his own hand. Paul was an Orthodox Judaism follower, appeared to have had nothing to do with idolatry, at least on the surface. However, deep inside, he was a serious idol worshiper. In his mind, he was holding onto the idol of God, God transcending time and space, is in spirit that cannot be seen. Therefore, endless self-denial is required in order for a man with flesh ruled by the order of time and space to correctly understand God in spirit. However, Paul had an idol of God by defining God in his own terms. Under the name of God, he denied Jesus, who was the Son of God, and took persecution of churches of God as his calling. He never doubted that it may not be the will of God. However, it was not God's calling, but the will of an idol that Paul created. That Paul created an idol of God by defining that God must be in certain ways means that Paul himself sat on the place of God. Indeed, in the end, although Paul appeared to be a believer, Paul was an idol worshiper worshiping himself. People who make an idol with their own hands easily understand that they are idol worshippers.
자기 자신이 우상 숭배자라는 사실을 쉽게 깨달을 수도 있습니다.
However, because Paul never made an idol with his own hands, he never realized that he is also an idol worshiper. It was a serious problem. However, such serious problem of Paul got resolved as Paul met the life of resurrected Jesus. Meeting of the resurrected Jesus was accompanied with the loss and gain of sight.
Acts chapter 9, verse
18 testified that something like a scale fell off from Paul's eyes during the course of events. When Paul was locked in a wall called self and worshipped himself, a scale covered Paul's eyes that he was not able to see himself and the world straight. Moreover, he was not able to see God who is in spirit. However, when Paul gained sight after scales came off by the life of resurrected Jesus, he was able to see God straight by the word of God and also able to see himself straight. And he was able to do away everything he held onto so importantly as garbage because he was able to see straight how meaningless and foolish it was to worship himself as an idol who will someday end up as a dirt in a graveyard. Since then, Paul never created any idol with this mind. He was able to lead a life of self-denial by dying in Jesus Christ every day, beating his body and make it as his slave, because Paul learned that there is no more noble way of living by the life of resurrected Jesus Christ. This is why the essence of Paul's preaching and discussion with citizens of Athens, the city of adultery, was the good news of Jesus and the resurrection. If they meet the life of the resurrected Jesus Christ, if they experience the power of such life, and only scales from their eyes fell off with the life of such resurrection, they can too throw away a foolish life of idol worshiping, destined to die as garbage, and follow the true life in the life of Jesus Christ. God loved man so much that he had sent his only Son, a sacrifice on the cross, in order to save men who had to die from sin. However, if Jesus, the only Son of God who had to die to pay sin debts of men, was not able to break death and resurrect, even if Jesus died, the way to eternal life could not have been provided to us. As Jesus was resurrected, man can escape from the life of worshipping oneself, destined to die as an idol, but live a life of eternity and truth, seeing God in Trinity straight with the eyes free from any scale.
자기라는 우상 숭배의 삶에서 벗어나서 핀을 벗은 눈으로 삼위일체 하나님을 똑바르게 바라보면서 참되고도 영원한 삶을 살게 되었습니다.
Therefore, the biggest love of God for man was the resurrection of Jesus. If we believe such great love of God, then we should pursue the life of the resurrected Jesus. Unless we live in the life of the resurrected Jesus, we can only live a life of weapon, harming ourselves and others. If we don't pursue the life of the Lord, we end up as a worshipper of lifeless idols.
생명 속에 있기 전까지는 우리는 결국 생명 없는 우상 숭배자에 지나지 않을 것이기 때문입니다. 이제 우리 다 같이
Let us all listen to a confession of a fellow believer. 안녕하십니까. I am Deacon Kyung Ah Che in District 602. God gave me two children, a son in grade 12 and a daughter in grade 9. Child ringing had always been a difficult task for me. However, through child ringing, I learned to fall on my knees and yielded my driving seat to the Lord. I was brought up as a pianist. I was always in competition, worrying about my grades, receiving lessons, and competing in the competition and exams. Under the great care and protection of my mother, with the saying that I should glorify God with my piano skills, which I didn't quite understand, I went abroad to study at an early age when I was 15. 13 years from after, I returned to Korea, got married, became a professor, and gave birth to a healthy son and daughter. Before, I thought nothing was impossible if one tries hard enough. I never doubted that my children will excel in every field. However, when I raised my children, it was different than what I expected. My first child asked every morning why he has to go to church. Has to go to school, and he was different from me in so many ways. I had to scold and struggle with him while my daughter would fall asleep in front of my piano room waiting for me to finish my practice. Whoever said that children grow up by themselves, nothing was easy and everything required struggles or else nothing happened. That one day, when my son was in the third grade, he told me that he shouldn't have been born, that it would have been better if he was never born. I was in so much shock when he looked at me saying those. That being a major cause, I enrolled in parenting seminars for 2 years. In tears, I learned how much I tried to raise my children by my standard and how difficult it would have been for my children to follow the will of their mom. Then I learned how I grew up trying so hard to get an approval, and I was forcing the same thing to my children. I learned about the importance of virtues of motherly love, generosity, composure in family, and child ringing, virtues that I overlooked as I had so much to accomplish. Although I pursued perfection in busy schedule, I barely knew anything outside of my profession, and I was not able to figure out what I could do for my children. From then, I started to fall on my knees. I repented that I took my children as mine and raising them without prayer, and praised that I raised them not with the passion for success, but with prayers on my knees. I apologized to my children sincerely and started to read the Word of God together. The more I read the Word of God and attend Sunday services, I started to think that there is nothing to worry about if my children have solid faith in God, regardless of their grades were. I started to think that they will be safe wherever they go, whether it is a desert with no water or field. It will be safer than the city of an empire if God is with them. And I felt sorry why I didn't realize this when my children were young. I decided to change the direction of my life so that I don't repent in my last day that I should have lived a life closer to the Lord after trying so hard to live a life that people envy, instructing the same way of living to my children in secular standards. Thankfully, the Lord provided me with friends with the same thoughts. Many people around me tell me to have only one child or it is good to enjoy a professional life without any kids. Before, I also had a selfish thought that I could not waste my all life in child rearing by having more than two children. However, after learning humility and to kneel down from my child rearing experience, I learned what a blessing it is to raise a child, what a precious time it is to pray for children, and what a joy it is to watch how God leads my children in hopes. With such lessons, I am growing up in God with my children, learning that children are brought by God, not by my will. I think that I would like to have four children like Reverend Lee Jae-char if I can return to my 30s. For some time, I blamed my mother who raised me only as a pianist. However, my mother only says sorry when I spoke about those regrets. My mother says that she tried her best, but looking back, it was wrong for her to raise me in competing environment, just like non-believers, that she would raise me only with prayer and faith if she can do it again. From now on, I am trying to leave a heavy burden of child-rearing to the Lord as much as possible. And I thank the Lord who allowed me to raise children. I thank God who also raised me through my children. I am still naive, but I hope that my children can obey to God and become His instruments early on. Only God will know what kind of instruments they will be. Thank you. 디컨 최경 was a God-believing Christian, but for a long time she lived as an idol worshiper, unconsciously worshiping herself that she can do everything with her ability. The damage of her self-worshipping not only came back at her, but affected her children as well.
자녀들의 몫이기도 했습니다.
However, as Deacon Choi was able to completely trust God in Trinity, scales from her eyes fell off. It was a self-realization before God that she cannot do anything with her ability. Deacon Choi is now leading a life meditating the Word of God. Isn't Jesus the Word of God in flesh? The Word of God is the true and eternal life of the resurrected Jesus Christ. As Deacon Che was living in the life of resurrected Jesus, her relationship with her children was restored. If the biggest gift of love of God was the resurrection of Jesus who provided us with the way to truth and eternity, Deacon Che is a wise Christian who can share such gifts of love with her family.
지혜로운 그리스도인으로 살고 있는 셈입니다. 참되고도
The resurrection of Jesus, the biggest gift of God for men, was not bestowed upon us freely.
결코 거저 주어지지 않았습니다.
It was bestowed upon us at the cost of Jesus' sufferings of death when his body was being nailed down on the cross. Therefore, to us Christians, depending on what kind of life we live in, the sufferings of Jesus can gain a meaning of life or no meaning.
아무런 의미를 지니지 못할 수도 있습니다.
Today is the first Sunday of the Lent commemorating the resurrection of Jesus as we meditate on the sufferings of Jesus for us. Let us repent our foolishness to live as a worshiper of self and therefore harmed ourselves and others while we claimed we are God-believing Christians. With the life that the resurrection of the Lord is present in us, let us see God, the world, and ourselves straight with the eyes free from any scale. In the Word of God, let us live with the life of resurrection. Let us not forget, there is only one true way to love the one I should love. It is to live the life of resurrection by myself with the life of resurrected Lord. Let us pray. I have never made any idol with my own hands, but my mind was filled with all kinds of idols. These idols came from myself. So I was nothing but an idol worshipper, worshipping myself. Therefore, although I lived as a weapon harming others, I didn't realize that. Please forgive me as I repent my foolishness in this first Sunday of the Lent, meditating the sufferings and resurrection of the Lord. Please help that I can see God, world, and myself straight with the eyes free from any scale by the life of the Lord, the life of resurrection present in me. Please help that I do not repeat the foolishness of worshiping myself who will end as a handful of dirt in the graveyard. Help me to live the life of truth by dying in Jesus Christ every day, beating my body and make it as my slave within the word of the Lord who is the life of resurrection. Please help my relationship with the people I love established righteously within the life of resurrection so that people around me can be happy because of me. As the resurrection of Jesus is God's greatest love for men, help me not to forget that leading the life of resurrection is the biggest love for people around me. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.